Raina has spent most of the last 2 days learning every detail about Cartwright. She, on the other hand, knew little about her visitor.
He can help you with your problem,
Phyllis Martinson, the senior female member of the house, had said, which meant the meeting wasn't optional. Drew Allman, the Capitol Hill veteran who had organized her office, had been more chillingly candid. He's a crisis consultant.
Some kind of PR expert? She asked.
No, Allman had said.
The guy who comes in when PR won't work.
A web search revealed he was ex-military, Special Forces, one of those crazy guys who swim across alligator-infested waters to slit your throat and then swim back. He became some kind of military investigator and spent time as a Senate aide. Now he runs a consulting company. Research and security, whatever that is. The website doesn't list clients.
What do you mean, he comes in when PR won't work?
She'd pressed Allman. I mean when things are really bad, Belinda, he'd answered. In the empty meeting room, they made a contrasting pair. Raina has black hair, olive skin, and large, melancholy brown eyes. He is dressed in the supplicant hues of a Washington aide, charcoal pinstripe and blue tie. Underneath the suit, however, she can see a lean muscularity. There is a quiet and vaguely menacing quality about him, like a black jaguar. She, by comparison, is pale and has a round face with a deceptively sweet and guileless set to it. And, unlike her visitor, she is dressed to be noticed, in a made-for-TV pink rose suit picked to suggest innocence.
Mr. Raina, I was told you could help me, she says, careful to say his name the way he'd pronounced it for her. Raina. Can you help me?
When he doesn't answer, she finally utters what he considers her first honest remark.
Why are you really here?
In a way, she is a victim, Raina thinks. The daughter of a prominent Provo Mormon family and a promising young attorney, Cartwright represented in her maiden campaign youth and conservatism. In the middle of the race, she married her family's financial advisor, a doughy-looking character named Derek Knox. The wedding was a Latter-day Saints society event and a campaign public relations triumph. It was also her undoing. Knox turned out to be a con man. Cartwright and her family's money were the mark. When the family money was gone, he tapped her campaign funds. Once in office, nearly destitute, she put Knox on her payroll as chief of staff to keep her personal finances afloat. The leadership, however, had noticed her. Cartwright was a member of the Common Sense Movement, that surge of Americans alarmed the nation is declining and convinced that government is the reason. When she arrived in Washington, the Speaker of the House saw in her an eager but pliant political novice and an opportunity to connect with the conservative common sensers that didn't run through his calculating majority leader. He made Cartwright a freshman member of the leadership team. National media began to profile her. Someone found a loose string about Derek Knox and pulled. We need this to be over, Peter, the speaker's chief of staff had said when he'd called 2 days ago. She's hurting the party. We need someone who can level with her and not lose their nerve. You're good at that, Peter, at being blunt. If he were answering her honestly, then, he'd say bluntness was one reason he's here. That's fine with Raina. Candor isn't the worst reputation to have in a town where it's in short supply. But it wasn't the only reason they'd called him. The speaker's office also wanted distance from this, from cleaving a member of the Common Sense Movement from the House. And Raina and his partner, Randy Brooks, offer that, too, if for no other reason than that they do something many consider immoral in modern Washington. work for people in both parties. Not anyone, but those they consider decent. That makes them a rarity in the city now, and somewhat ideologically suspect. Even lobbying firms now keep separate Democrat and Republican staffs. But the taint of bipartisanship that is attached to the consulting firm of Raina Brooks and Toppin is also not entirely unuseful. Messages still need to be delivered. Frank talks had. Deal struck. It can be hard to make the first move. If possible, the go-betweens should be trusted by both sides. Most of their work isn't political. Corporations wanting background checks on potential CEOs or troubled executives, law firms with big cases, sports teams with stars in a fix, or draft prospects surrounded by rumors. Not the profession he expected when he enrolled at West Point. He once tracked down criminals, traitors, and terrorists for the Army, but that had ended more than 7 years ago.
Cartwright dabs her eyes with the remnants of the tissue and slowly shakes her head back and forth.
"I'm here, Belinda," Raina says finally in a voice just above a whisper. "Because your career in the House is over."